Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the only Savior of sinners, the only one who can make you fit to go into the presence of a holy God. And I bid you to come to Christ today. Put your faith and trust in Him. Become one in God's family by repenting of your sins, acknowledging that you are a sinner, receiving the message of God's Son, that God has given His Son, Jesus, and Jesus is the Savior. He is the Son of God, God come in the flesh. Don't understand that, but you will accept that, and if you do, you will understand. But the Lord would have you to receive His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior. Acknowledge that you are a sinner, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, who died for you in your place, paid the sin debt, paid the penalty in full, and now offers to all the salvation, the gift of salvation so free. And you can know what it means to be born anew into God's family. Let's consider a thought about the pursuit of pleasure. And many are pursuing pleasure, and they will pursue pleasure to the expense of destroying their lives and their ministries, ruining their families, ruining their health, pursuing pleasure. And pleasure, as one has said, the pleasures of the world are deceitful. They will promise more than they can give. And oh, how often people have built their lives around the promise of pleasure. And with the statement, the Lord wants me to be happy. Well, the Lord wants you to enjoy Him. And as a sinner, you cannot enjoy the presence of God. You cannot enjoy the people of God, nor will you enjoy the place of God as a sinner. What you must do is you must be willing to forsake your sin, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will save you. Acknowledge that you are a sinner in need of the Savior, Jesus the Lord, and He will save you. So the Lord gives to us eternal life. And if you will pursue pleasure and forget about everything else, thinking that your pleasure will last, what is happening is your opportunity to receive eternal life is quickly moving away from you, quickly passing by. Those pleasures make great promises. And you think of the debt that we often incur. We want a certain amount of pleasure, a certain level of pleasure. And when it's all over, you see what a waste it's been. You go to the theme parks and you watch people waiting these queue lines to get a ride, take a ride on one of these in one of these amusement parks. And waiting for, and there will be a sign along the way that said, wait from this point is 1 hour. And you think of waiting in that line for 1 hour, and you get into the ride that will last for 30, 40 seconds, maybe not that long. But you spend an hour waiting for the pleasure of that ride that will last for 30, 40 seconds. Maybe not that long again. And what a waste. And you go to the next place and you do the same thing. And then you look at all that you've spent, all of the time you wasted, all of the effort you have expended. And pleasure never gave you what you were promised, what it offered you, what it told you it was going to get you, give you. So the trouble with seeking pleasure is that they never satisfy, and then they bring us to a place to where we're willing to despair at the thought of losing the pleasures we have, which do not really satisfy. Oh, how we're deceived. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us for being sinners. Help us to live in the wisdom of the Lord and to obey Thy precepts in Thy way. In Jesus' name and for His sake we pray. Amen. Now let's continue with the book of Exodus chapter 36 now, when the offerings are delivered to those craftsmen, the ones who will be doing the work, the people brought willingly to the Lord. And these two workers, Bezaleel and Aholiab, and now they are the in charge of the work. And there are others, as it says in verse 1 of chapter 36 of Exodus, and every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. Now the Lord commands His work to go forth. He commands us to be faithful in the work. He will accept nothing less than genuine obedience to His call for our lives. Anything less than obedience, anything less than instant obedience is sin. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Now Bezaleel hear what the Lord wants, and they wrought right away what the Lord had started for them to do. They did not delay. And notice what the work is about. It's work on the services of the sanctuary. Now, you are working in the place that the Lord has raised up. If you are a servant in your local church, you are to carry about God's work with the right attitude, as having received this work from the Lord. Now, if the work is a work of the Lord, now I say that very carefully, because there are many churches that are far from being God's message, God's place of worship. There are so many who will have a love for a building or the heritage that came with the building and with the people who were once associated with it, until they don't care what the Lord has said. And so they're in love with what used to be, not with the Lord, not loving the Lord or living for Him. And Bezaleel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man starts working right away on the Lord's work. And they want to do God's work the way the Lord wants them to do it. And so that must be the attitude that everyone who labors in the Lord's work. Am I doing this the way the Lord would have it to be done? Am I viewing this as a work from the Lord? The tabernacle was the place that was designed by the Lord, and Moses was told several times that he make this according to pattern. He had to make the tabernacle according to the pattern that the Lord had laid out. If he did not do it according to God's pattern, then it was not going to be God's place at all. So if we are to say that what we are doing is made according to God's pattern for God's own purpose, then we must take each step along the way, go each step, do each step according to the way that the Lord says it to, it's to be done. And this is what Bezaleel and Aholiab were doing. And they were doing this because Moses had instructed them. Moses had received the instructions from the Lord, and indeed he wanted to please the Lord. Indeed, if you say that you are in God's word, in God's work, are you doing it the Lord's way? Are you doing it God's way? If you want to have God's approval upon it and the support of God's pleasure upon it, then look back and say, am I going God's way? Well, let's look at Aholiab and Bezaleel, the work done on the tabernacle. Moses called these two and the others wise-hearted, and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom. So notice, it is the Lord who prepares these to do His work. It is not these saying, well, I'm going to do this the way I want to do it. It didn't work that way. Every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, and everyone whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. They received Moses, of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. And so the work is going in God's direction now. The offering is that which the Lord has said will be used for his purpose. The people have a willing heart. The ones who are working have a heart that has been prepared by the Lord. Now, if you are called into God's work, guess what he will do? He will prepare your heart for the work. Many are afraid to give themselves to the Lord. Can you think of a time in your life when you have said to the Lord, "Lord, here am I. I give myself to thee, O Lord, for thy work." Now, there are a number of people who have never considered that. They've never said, "Lord, I want to serve you. I want to do all that you'd have me to do." And there are yet a number who have done so. And the Lord has placed them right in their own neighborhood. He's kept them right on the same job. He's kept them right in the same area serving him. And he has given them wisdom. I ask you, are you in the place where the Lord wants you to be? Are you serving the Lord the way that he would have you to serve him? Bezaliel and Oholiab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord put wisdom. Verse 4, and all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man with his work or from his work which they made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment that they cause it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. Now, let's look at this. The people who delayed in their giving, they lost out in having a part in providing for the giving. I don't know what was the reason, what could have been the reason why everybody didn't come at the same time to give. But there were those who gave each morning. And there were those who were early in their giving, and there were those who were late, and some so late that they didn't get a chance, so we don't need any more. You know, many are looking at the opportunity to serve the Lord, and they're saying, well, not now. Whatever reason they may have chosen, not now, not today. And all the while, the work of God goes on, and they wind up when the word comes, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. The ones who gave, and it was too much, they didn't sit back and say, oh, we gave, but it was too much. No, they said we gave, and they didn't know if what they had given was used. They did know they had a part in God's work. They did know that they responded to what the Lord was doing in their hearts. So what are you doing with what God has given you to do? Why are you delaying in using what God has given to you? Bezaliel, Oholiab, and every man who has had a wise heart from the Lord did the work of the Lord, and they saw the work of the Lord spring up, and others missed out on their opportunity to give. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for thy blessings upon today's message. We pray thee to speak to many. We pray thee to comfort many and cause us to be obedient and faithful to the cause of Christ in our day, that we not miss out on the opportunity to serve for Jesus' sake. Amen.